to be a man of God is to love fathers. To, if you are called to be a father, to do it glorifying God and exercising the role of what a father is all about. Today we're going to talk about fatherness worldview. Let's get started by quoting a couple of passages here. Genesis 1 verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Proverbs 20 verse 7, "The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him." First of all, know that fathers have legacies. In a lot of ways, we can think of God the Father as creating the legacy of humanity when he created Adam and Eve. He's the Father. In fact, we pray to him, "Our Father who art in heaven." Father. A father is a good thing. Mother is a good thing. But this class is about being a man of God, becoming a man of God. So a father is a good thing. If you are not a father and you're a single man or never had children, you're all about the worldview of father. In fact, to understand God as God the Father, all of us have had fathers. Now, some of us have had, we believe, terrible fathers, abusive fathers, drunks, fathers that were never there. That is not the ideal. That is not how father is depicted as normative in the Bible. A father in the Bible is one who cares for his family, cares for others. I love that passage over here in Proverbs, and you can take that as a literal father or fatherness as a metaphor. The righteous man leads a blameless life. Blessed are his children after him. So what are the children of a blameless man? They could be his biological children, or they could be generations of people who've been blessed by his existence. Leadership mindset as a father. 1 Timothy 3 verse 4, "He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?" And Proverbs 22 verse 6, "Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." A similar aspect of both of those passages are the idea of sharing faith to your children or to those that God has put into your life. But as a father would, see, fatherness worldview, caring, compassionate, thinking of the best, thinking about how the next generation or your children might grow in the Lord. That one passage about how can you manage the church of God, I will tell you, when you actually have children in your life, or if you're a spiritual father of a children's program and you see all children all in different directions, it's powerful training for leadership of adults. Those children, they're not hiding some of their motives, and they need the Lord. Adults are often hiding their motives, and sometimes they're not. It's just excellent leadership training to be a father. I love that also that passage about train up a child in the way he should go. That's not saying that it's automatic that that child becomes a Christian, but it does say that when he's old, he will not turn from it, or in other passages, depart from it. The idea there too is there is still that influence, that he cannot turn away from that influence. And what happens, we will see over time. Here's just one encouragement: avoid exasperation. Ephesians 6, verse 4, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. You know, part of the beauty of masculinity is strength. It is how our brains are wired with more gray matter. And sometimes, I know I can do this, I can fixate on something, you know, and I see it, and I see it, and I see it, and that child doesn't see it, and the child doesn't see it, or that person that's younger doesn't see it. If I think of it generationally, a relational child, and I can fixate. And sometimes if I'm not careful, I can exasperate. Or I can see the world through the, you know, being, you know, my age. And I see the younger generation and, you know, and phrases like youth is wasted on the young and all of that. And now I have this, like, attitude a little bit when maybe I'm exasperating. I was young once too. And there's a learning process, a learning curve. You just back off at times. A father learns how to back off because he does not want to exasperate. Here's something to excel at generosity and compassion. Proverbs 11, verse 25. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes other will himself be refreshed. Psalm 103, verse 13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. To be a father of compassion and generosity, to be a single man with that fatherness characteristic is extremely impactful for your community. Of one masculine trait that's often not mentioned, and that's that masculine trait of generosity. Now, is that a trait in femininity? Yes, it is. The generosity of a mother for nurturing and all of that. But I'm talking to us men. Let us men excel at being generous. You know, this is a beautiful inspiration from Psalm 68, verse 4 to 6. Sing to God, sing praise to his name, extol him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a defender to the widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. I don't know about you, but that's my dream of fatherness. You know, that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, is so well loved because in George Bailey, we see that kind of an ideal. A guy who puts the lonely in families in houses. A guy who cares about those who are downtrodden. In fact, if he was not born, the movie goes on to show that many lives be so negatively affected, and some not even around. That to me is fatherness. That when you come into your community, whether it's your family or whether it's in your society, your very existence has children. The deeds you do have descendants. The life you live raise others up. To become a man of God is to become a serving, humble father to your biological children and to others in your church and in your community.